All right, so let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Friday, June 18th, and we're doing this so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio, as always, is my coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
All right, let's look at the markets. It seems that the Dow is heading for its worst week since January. I mean, the Dow has just been plummeting the whole week. And just a few minutes ago, the Fed dropped a bombshell, right?
Well, I missed that bombshell. Why don't you
Okay, so
let us
here
know?
what happened is let's just take a look at the futures markets. So here we are, the overnight futures markets. And as I said, let me just switch to a 5 minute chart so that we see exactly what's going on. So we already came into the open slightly lower, and then here, boom, the markets plummet down because Fed member Bullard has been speaking. So he was speaking, and he actually spoke on CNBC. Let me just see, and he actually said that he expects a rate hike next year already. And wait a minute. On Wednesday, we had the Fed meeting, and during the Fed meeting, this is where they said, "Well, we'll move the timeline a little bit up. So instead of hiking rates in 2024, we'll start raising them in 23." And now this morning, he said, "Well, maybe it's 22." So this is where, oh dear Lord. And the other thing is, as you know, on Wednesday, I mean, Fed Chairman Powell basically said, "Let's just stop using this word tapering. I mean, we will just keep buying bonds and it will be just massive. And we'll let you know when we change our stance." And this morning, Fed member Bullard said, "Well, you know what? The taper discussion is still open." So he was using the word, he was using the T word, where Powell basically said, "Let's just retire this word. I don't want to hear it anymore." And this is where the markets just thought, "Okay, what's going on right now?" Now, as you can see, they found a little bit of bottom. They are pulling back right now. So we will see what is happening today. But hey, this for sure, there you are, will be an interesting day. Because in addition, we have quadruple witching today. So we have an options expiration and futures rollover. So there's just a
Yeah,
lot
no,
going
I
on.
missed that news about Bullard, and that's interesting. That definitely is a change if some members are discussing an interest rate hike next year, and that's where maybe the Fed minutes release. I think it comes out 2 weeks after the meeting. That minutes release might be a little more significant than normal.
Yeah, and you see, this is where everybody started to believe Powell because yesterday we had the weekly unemployment claims, and they have been the highest they have been in a month. I mean, they have been steadily declining, 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 and now there's a little bit of an uptick, right? So this is where everybody said, "Okay, yes, the reports were kind of better, the economic reports, but with this, and it's a focus for the Fed, so." Yes, we all believe Powell, and this is why also for the last 2 days, I mean, the Nasdaq was actually outperforming if you look at the Nasdaq here. So the Nasdaq was by far outperforming the Dow. So here we're looking at the daily chart of the Nasdaq. Here we're looking at a daily chart of the Dow. So while the Dow has been consistently declining this week, the Nasdaq growth stocks have been moving higher. And I mean, growth stocks are most affected by rising interest rates, right? So
Yeah.
this is where we had this rotation, and we shall see. So as we can see right now, pre-market, it seems that we might open here at what, around 13,000? We'll see. We'll see where we open this morning. So going into the opening, yeah, seems that, oops, that's not what I wanted to do. All of the futures are pointing to a lower opening. The Dow again being hit the hardest with 0.8%, then ES 0.6%, and the Nasdaq 0.5%.
Interesting, interesting. And I know you mentioned quadruple witching. So quadruple witching is when single stock futures, stock index futures, the stock options, everything's expiring at the same time. And this is always kind of a wild card, but I recently saw a stat that said, at least over the last 10 years, typically it's a positive thing for the market, not necessarily this week and today, because I think the Fed took over. But I saw that typically it's a positive thing for the market, which was interesting, but that was based on the last 10 years of data. And then the week after, it could be a down week.
One thing is for sure. I mean, this usually means lots of volatility today. So this is where the market is being pushed around. So to the upside, to the downside. And yes, it seems that more often to the upside. But hey, we will see what happens today. super interesting. I mean, gold just keeps getting hammered. And this also shows, because gold is an inflation play, right? I mean, if you have high inflation, but gold prices all week long have been going down. I mean, we went down from a high of 1920 to right now, 1777. So this kind of means that investors also believe that this inflation is transitory, as the Fed likes to say.
Yeah, I mean, gold's down 5.5% this week, and you know, there's the flight to safety, and that can drive gold higher. But then there's also the inverse relationship between the U.S. dollar and gold. When the U.S. dollar is rising, precious metals are usually falling. Either way, this one's been caught in the crosshairs, and traders have been sending it lower for sure. Big dip. Yeah.
So also looking at the yield. Right. I mean, the yield being all over the place. Yeah. So after the yield made the high of 1.76, 1.78. This happened here in March. I mean, right now the yield is back to 1.5. So this is just indicating right now probably no interest rates hike. But
well, and now we're starting to hear the term, the flattening of the yield curve, right? And so this is where in a normal market environment, you have short-term rates, and then you have longer-term rates that are much higher, right? Because if money's tied up for 10 years rather than 2 years, you're expecting to get a better return. And so when things get a little tricky and there isn't as much optimism down the road for future growth, but then you have potential short interest rates being hiked, the 2-year yield can start to outperform the 10-year. And that's when things get a little tricky. You know, it could be a sign of a recession, but you know, at this point, it's just throwing things off a little bit, and it's hurting banks. Banks have been dropping because of it.
Yeah, let's talk about banks. I mean, Citi is one of them that has been hit hardest. I mean, Citi went all the way down from 80 to what, 68? That's 15%. 15% in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. And I sold some puts on this one at 68.50. I kind of like that level to be assigned, but it's definitely been testing that level over the last 2 days.
Yeah. On the other hand, I mean, we had some earnings reports this morning from Adobe. Smith & Wesson, right? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Start with Smith & Wesson.
Yeah. Do you have the numbers?
Yeah, so they reported better profit in sales, saying that sales surged 67% compared to the same quarter a year ago, and that their shipments jumped to 70%, which compared to the industry is a growth of 42%. So they seem to be doing well, and right now pre-market traders are liking that.
Yeah, I mean, up 4.8%. Okay. Gold down, weapons up.
Selling gold, buying guns.
Selling gold, buying guns. Wow, interesting. What else? Who else have reported?
Adobe. ADBE is the ticker.
ADBE, there we go, yep.
So they reported better earnings and revenue. Earnings per share of $3.03, which is better than the 21 cent, or better, 21 cents better than expected.
Okay, so they're up 2.8% this morning. All right, meme stocks and crazy stocks. ORPH, did you see that? I mean,
no.
It's like holy cannoli. So this here was trading at around $5, as you can see right here, then hit a high of 77.77. The lucky sevens. Look at this. It was really a high of 77.7. I believe, from what I've heard, this has been talked up in a chat room somewhere. So it's kind of like a meme. So, hey, let's all buy this. And then today, they're down 50%. Because what are they? They're a drug maker, and they actually had an experimental treatment for a genetic disorder, for diabetes. Genetic disorder, Niemann-Pick. So not quite sure what that is. And basically today the FDA said, nope, that does not work. So no experimental treatment for you. But this is a stock that has been driven up by social media. Can't remember what chat room it is. I don't think it was Wall Street Bets or any of the Reddit chat rooms. It might have been a different one. But crazy, crazy, crazy. Let me just bring up the volume here because, you see, this is where it gets super interesting. It has been trading on super, super low volume. Do you see this? Nothing here.
Yeah.
And then volume came in. And now it's off the charts. Now the volume is off the charts. That's crazy. Okay. Anyhow, so this in the category, crazy stock of the week. There we go.
So I saw there was a New York Post article warning of a potential toy shortage during the holidays this year. They say that there are stockpiles in China of toys, but because of a lack of shipping containers, they're having a hard time getting them out of the country. And have you heard about this whole shipping container thing? I mean, it's going
besides
back to
ships being stuck in the Suez Canal and pipelines shutting down because of hacker attacks.
Yeah, no. Well, the issue with the shipping containers is that because of the lockdowns, the shipping containers weren't being sent back to China. So you have these stockpiles of all of these shipping containers. And so now the shipping container issue is a problem because there isn't the containers to send goods from China to other parts of the world. So Hasbro, Mattel might be something to watch, see if that affects them.
Let's take a look at this. Hasbro. Oh, yeah. I mean, they have been down 2.3% yesterday. Okay, interesting. So Mattel, MAT is the other one. Yeah, also yesterday down 2.9%. Bouncing back a little bit this morning. Very interesting. Hey, and we do have a new national holiday. Did you hear about this? So tomorrow is Juneteenth, June 19th. And this is now a national holiday. Now, tomorrow is Saturday, so it won't affect us tomorrow, but probably next year. I don't know. Would it be Sunday next year or is it Monday? Do we have a gap year?
I don't know.
I'm asking you questions way outside of the market. Anyhow, so yeah, it is now a new holiday, and this will be the 12th national holiday that we have. So there we go. Okay, anyhow, gotta get ready for some live trading action here. Hope that you enjoyed this video, and if you did, click on like and subscribe to this video. Also, we'll have a few other videos popping up that you might enjoy. Watch these and have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.